The tomato in gastronomy. The arrival of the tomato from the New World was not a discovery for gastronomy. If the new products had resembled something that was already used as food, they would have had more chance of being integrated quickly on the European tables. This was the case of corn, American beans, and peppers, which could easily be associated with foods which were already known. The tomato, instead, was not easily accepted, and its use as food was slow and problematic. We must remember that the entire tomato plant, still today, is toxic if eaten raw, with the exception of its fruit. Suspicions about the tomato became firmly established, limiting its impact. Its diffusion was not aided by the different climate either. Only by the end of the 1600s do we find mention of tomato in an Italian recipe book. The earliest citation is found in a recipe called Scalco alla Moderna, in a treatise by Antonio Latini, a nobleman of the Marche region. The treatise was published in Naples in 1694. All the dishes in which tomato appears are called Spanish style, and are condiments for boiled meat or vegetable and meat stews. Throughout almost all of southern Italy, the tomato began to be considered an ordinary food by farmers in the 1800s, while the conserve and sauce began to be slowly used in cooking. The famous recipe of Genoan-style ravioli with tomato sauce by Niccolò Paganini is from 1840. We learn from the registers of the Duchess of Parma, Maria Luigia, that 3 years before her death, 80 vases of conserve, weighing a total of 309 kilograms, were made for her use. Tomato sauce entered recipe books rather slowly, and its larger diffusion did not happen until the industrial production age. The encounter between macaroni and pomarola was a fortunate one, but still not decisive. Parallel to its use with pasta, tomato conquered pizza as well. In 1885, in the Naples area, the farming of a scarlet-red, small, oval-shaped variety, slightly squashed on its sides, became popular. It grows in clusters and yields an incredible quantity, and it is called King Umberto variety. While the tomato variety had been named after the King of Italy, to the Queen was dedicated a kind of pizza. In 1889, while visiting Naples, the Queen was offered a pizza garnished with King Umberto tomatoes by the famous pizza maker Raffaele Esposito. The Pizza Margherita was born, and with it the indissoluble marriage of Neapolitan pizza and the tomato. Traveling northward in the peninsula, we see that the tomato and conserves replaced lard as a condiment in basic foods like soup, rice, and cornmeal. In Tuscany, the farmers used it sparingly in soups or on stale bread in the preparation of pappa con pomodoro, or tomato soup. In 1931, the gastronomic guide of the Italian Touring Club stated that the tomato has conquered the right to citizenship in almost all of the Italian regions. The conquest of the tomato extended everywhere, marking in red that which in the 1950s was defined as the Mediterranean diet.